Tisha B'Av is a national day of mourning, not just for the Churban HaBayis, not just for the destruction of the temples, but for all the terrible other tragedies that happen. But the focus is on Churban HaBayis, on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the different reasons given for Chazal, different reasons given by Chazal for the destruction. One Chazal tell us the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the big three. The three mitzvahs, usually of a chai b'hem, you have a mitzvah to live by them, and you desecrate the Shabbos in order to save a life. But for three sins, you have a mitzvah of giving up your life. Better not to sin, one of the big three, and to live a life of Kiddush Hashem. So, not to commit illicit relations, not to commit murder, not to worship idols. So we find Chazal talking about the destruction was because of the big three. On the other hand, we find Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, that because of social justice, the corruption of the Dayanim, and the corruption of the people, people weren't honest in business, ethics in general, and that was the cause of the destruction. And yet we have another Gemara in the Dharam, Alma of the Aretz, why was it destroyed? Shelo Barchu Bracha Tchila. That they didn't make Birkos HaTorah, they didn't learn properly, they learned for ulterior motives, in order to in order for kavod, for honor, to shlug up people. So the question is, which one is it? Why do we need three different reasons? Just give me the basic, give me the main reason. What are the three aspects? So the Mepharshim explain, they're referring to three different aspects of the Churban HaBayis. The Churban HaBayis affected clearly the Beis HaMikdash, as well Yushalayim Ir HaKodesh, which the Beis HaMikdash was in, and of course Eretz Yisrael, which Yerushalayim is in. So we have three parts, the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael. So when we give the reason of the big three things to give up your life for, and those three were violated, that caused the Churban HaBayis. When we talk about social justice, we know Yerushalayim is known as Eir Tzedek. It's the city of justice, of ethics, of Yashris. So when the corruption of the judges and all the people in Yerushalayim, that was the cause of the destruction of Yerushalayim. And Eretz Yisrael, Ama of the Aretz, because Shavu Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, it's Talmud Torah. It's Torah that keeps us, the schus keeping of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we're going to say in the keynote, I think it's 21, about Arzei Albanon, the cedar of Lebanon. So we talked already about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about the loss of the Kohanim. And now we talk about Misa Tzaddikim, the loss of Tzaddikim, that we all dealt with losses of Gedolim, and every generation seems to find new ones. So we always look forward to someone. As we said, we usually focus on what we have, but we get one day a year, we get to kvetch and complain and wonder, Arzei Albanon, where are all the Gedolim, look at all the Tzaddikim we're losing. So in addition to the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, we also Misa Tzaddikim, we mourn the losses of all our great Jewish leaders.